this morning. Miss Amy, I want to get you to sing for invitation if you can get one ready. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. I'm glad we've got a Bible today. Hebrews 1:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Boy, aren't you glad that substance is something beneath us that we can stand on? Faith is the substance. I'm glad I'm standing on faith today. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, verse 5 and 6, where I'd like to preach out of this a few minutes this morning. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Watch this, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word this morning. Father, we love You. So we thank You for this time together. Thank You for this song that's just sung. Thank You for these young ladies, Lord. It's been a blessing to us this morning. I pray now You'd help us in the preached Word of God. Pray You'd draw sinners to You. Pray You'd encourage the saints of God this morning. I want to thank You how good You've been to us. Thank You for my friends and my family and my faith. We pray for America today. Oh God, how we need You in this land. Help all of our preacher friends this morning that's standing on the Word of God. Bless our sister churches. Help us for the cause of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Notice in this great chapter, the Hall of Faith. Last week we dealt with Abraham, the father of our faith. Isn't it amazing that the Lord only mentioned a few Bible characters in Hebrews 11? And I want to deal with this unusual character very briefly this morning called Enoch. He said, by faith Enoch was translated. Well, that's a Bible word that carries a lot of weight. It means to carry over or to remove. It means to transfer from one place to another. There's three things I want us to notice about this text with Enoch. First of all, I want you to notice his testimony. Secondly, I want you to see his translation. And then thirdly, his type. Why would the Lord mention him like this in Hebrews 11? Well, let's hold our place there. Turn to Genesis 5 and let's see what happened with Enoch. Just a few verses describe this man. He was out of the straight line heritage of Adam from Seth. Here he's listed in Genesis chapter number 5. I want you to look in verse number 21. This about Enoch of Genesis 5. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. So when Enoch was 65 years old, they had a child and they named him Methuselah. Watch this. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. very unusual character in our Bible. Matter of fact, there's only one other mentioned throughout the whole pages of the 66 books of the Bible. And his name was Elijah. Here Enoch is walking with God. He's living for God. We find out in Hebrews 11 that the only way we can please God is by faith. If we try to please God by any other way, it's impossible. But he certainly says that faith would please him. How is your faith? How is my faith this morning? This testimony that Enoch had, you'll notice in verse 22, it was a visible work. Enoch walked with God. I like what the old writer said. It didn't say that God walked with Enoch because God wouldn't go in that way. But Enoch walked with God because God was going that way. God don't walk our way. We walk God's way. And oh, what a pattern we have. Jesus became a man, walked lowly in this world, and humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here Enoch, in this testimony, it was a visible walk. Now notice the Bible simply says that he was 65 years old. Methuselah was born, and he began his walk with God. If there's ever been a day and an hour when mom and daddies need to walk with God raising children, it is in this day and this hour. Your children have more vices today coming against them than you could ever imagine. You know, when we was raised back home and in the country, we didn't have the platforms of our day. We didn't have internet and cell phones. If you found out news in the community, you found about it at church, or you found about it at the store, or somebody would write a letter. But these children this day and this hour, there's so many vices that is coming against the children in our culture. And here Enoch realized as Methuselah was born that something changed in his life. And if there's anything that a light ought to come on in us that have children, we need to walk with the Lord and follow Him according to this Bible. Oh, it's so sad. They did a survey a couple of weeks ago. Me and Brother Mike had talked about it. I think it was those born from 1997 up. They call them Generation Z. They polled them on Easter weekend. And only 45% of 60,000 young people born from 97 till today, only 45% of that group was connected or affiliated to any religious thing. And let me tell you, religion will let you die and go to hell in your sin, but Jesus can get you to heaven this morning. For He's the way, the truth, and the life. And oh, how we need to invest in our young people. Mom and daddies, you that are raising children, you may think, well, we're not getting anything out of church. Well, you're putting more in your children than this world can do just by being systematic and coming to the house of God. Oh, Enoch, he walked with God. His walk was visible. But in Jude 14, his walk was vocal. He's only mentioned a few times. You can hold your place there. I'll read this. But in the book of Jude, verses 14 and 15, he comes on the pages in the book of Jude. There the Bible says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, he prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they've ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches with ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." You see the testimony of Enoch. His walk was visible. His walk was vocal. He let people know where he stood. He proclaimed righteousness. You'll notice in that text that I read, only two verses, he mentioned the ungodly several times. Can I tell you, it's still right to do right. And it's still right to live according to this Bible. And oh, his walk was visible, but his walk was also vocal. Well, let our light shine. Let people know what side we're on. I've never liked listening to a preacher. When he was done with his message and you went home and said, now, what was he trying to say? I think that a hog is a hog and a dog is still a dog. And to live for Jesus is still right. And you die without Him, you'll die and go to hell in your sins. And this morning we find this character in the great chapter of faith. Enoch was listed. And there we see his testimony. His walk was visible. His walk was vocal. But lastly, his walk was victorious. I was looking at that last night and I began to ponder and think in Genesis 5 and 24. Listen to this. And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Boy, isn't that something? He was walking with God. Some of the old writers said that he had done walk so far away from this world. He was walking with God one day and God said, Enoch, we're closer to my house than we are your house. And God just took him right on home with him. That reminds me of my second point today. Not only his testimony, but his translation, for God took him. Could you imagine the people that was thinking, where did Enoch go? Well, there's coming a day in this old world when the saved in Christ, as they sang about this morning, Christ in me and I'm in Christ. We call what we say the rapture of the church. Jesus is going to return in the clouds. And He's going to come with a shout. And oh, we that are alive, we that have been made alive by the Spirit of Christ and remain, we're going to be caught up together. And there's going to be a lot of people wondering where a lot of people went. But this morning, Enoch and his testimony, Enoch and his translation, God took him. Now in Hebrews 11, here the writer says, on the inspiration of the Spirit of God, says he was translated. That's a big old word. It simply means, as I've already said, to transfer or to carry over, to remove. You see, I like what the writer said he cheated the undertaker. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing, the raptured come. And oh, we're going to leave this old world. But Enoch and his testimony, he walked with God. I want to have that kind of testimony. How is your testimony? Are you really walking with the Lord? Is God just something that you come and you come into on Sunday and try to find more about? Or do you walk with Him on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? Can I tell you, you can have a personal relationship with God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an everyday experience. It's a daily walk. It's a lifestyle. It's just not something we do on Sunday. It should be permeated in our life so deep that every day we get up and we say, Lord, thank You for Your goodness today. And I want to please You today. The decisions I make, there are repercussions. So God, I want to make the right kind of decisions. We ought to seek Him in everything we do, in every day of our life. You know something, church? I believe with all my heart. I know several men that their churches are thriving. Our churches, in my opinion, I think our church is doing better than it's done in nearly the 30 years that it's been in existence. But you know how the churches that I see are being successful, what they're doing? They're preaching the Bible. They're preaching the Bible, and they're preaching the Bible, and they push religion to the side. We don't have time for religion. Religion will let you die and go to hell in your sins, but we'll come together and just uplift Christ. He said if He would be lifted, He'd draw all men unto Him. It's not about me and it's not about you, but it's all about Him. What He's done for us on the finished work at Calvary. I'm glad He loves sinners. I'm glad that He loves us by the cross this morning. He had this testimony that He pleased God. Oh, what a great testimony. He walked with God. But it takes me to my third and last point. Not only His testimony and His translation, but thirdly, let's look at the type. why would the Lord mention him in this Bible? Why would he bring Enoch on the page and he says that he was translated that he should not see death and was not found? Because he had this testimony that he pleased God. Not only testimony, he walked with God and his translation, God took him. But let's look at this type real briefly this morning. What is the type in our Bible? I love types, the hidden types that the Lord has in Scripture. You can look through many things and you can see the type that God was showing us that would come. This type this morning is simply the rapture of the church. And the word rapture is not mentioned in our Bible, but being caught away is. That is why we refer to it as the rapture of the church. The Scriptures are there and they're so plain. Let's look at these on this type and we're done this morning. Now God took him. I want to say when God took Enoch, he took him suddenly. I don't really believe that Enoch was really expecting that day that God would take him. But let me tell you, there's coming a time in Matthew 24:37. Watch your Bible. Matthew 24:37. This type, I want to say God took him suddenly. Matthew 24:37. Let's see what the Lord had to say about this type that he's explaining with Enoch. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, what was that like, preacher? It was like this chaotic world that we're living in today, where sin was rampant. Men did that which was right in their own eyes. And the Lord, I'm going to deal with this character in a few Sundays, the Lord told him to build an ark. It was an amazing thing, amazing plan. But yet Noah had faith and he trusted God for the things that he could not see. You and I are never going to do anything for God till we trust him for what we can't see. We must take him at his word that he is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now this type in Matthew 24, as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Has anybody ever told you that Jesus is coming? He's really coming. For as in the days that were before the flood, watch, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage till the day that Noah entered in the ark, and knew not till the flood came, watch, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known of what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Here in this typology, this type, we see that God took him suddenly. And then 1 Thessalonians 4:16, I want to say that he took him selectively. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. You ought to mark this in the Bible. This is for the saints of God, though that are saved by grace, are going to be caught away out of this old world. These graveyards are going to empty. And we take this text right here where Enoch was taken suddenly, but here he was taken selectively. And I want to show you this in the Scripture. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Let's get this. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that or have died, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. In other words, those that have died saved, God's going to bring those out of the ground wherever they are. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain. Now what's he talking about? We which are alive and remain. We which are alive. We've been made alive by the Spirit of Christ. We've been born again. Do you remember that little series I preached on the must-be's? You must be born again. The Son of Man must be lifted up. He must needs go through Samaria. Well, these that have been born again, they're alive They're alive by their spirit to God and remain physically. That's where I am today. Right now, I'm alive to Christ and I remain. My body's still living. Watch what happens. They shall not prevent them or exceed them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. And watch this, the dead in Christ shall rise first. The graves are going to empty. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You say, preacher, I want to ask you something. Do you really believe that? I believe with all my heart the Lord's returning after His church. The great bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, is returning after His bride. He's going to take the church away. I want to say, in the typology of Enoch, not only was he taken suddenly, but he was taken selectively. So it will be with the church. The Lord will come in an hour when we think not. And we'll be caught up together, we that are saved. Boy, what a day. Look what he says right here. This is something in verse 18. And if this don't comfort you, I want you to be sure to check up if you're saved or not. I'm not telling you you're lost. I'm going to say if verse 18, if you can't get hope out of that verse, in my opinion, you need to know Christ. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. As Brother Dalton stood this morning, you know what he said? Comfort one another with these words. We're going to heaven together. No more heartache, no more pain. No more devil messing with your mind. No more discouragement. We're going to the glorious city where Jesus paid the price. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Is that comforting to you? You know, when Enoch was taken, this great typology, Miss Amy, I want you to be coming. You see, God took him suddenly. God took him selectively. When the Lord returns, you know, I want to say this, and I believe with all my heart, all these little children that are safe in Christ, they're going to leave and go with Him. You say, why do you say that, preacher? Because it's a text in my Bible that you ought to know where it's at and what it means. You remember when David, God allowed his child to die? The Bible said David worshiped. And then he said these words. He said, you know what? Speaking to his child that had died, he said, he can't come to where I am, but I can go to where He is. And I believe all these little children are safe in Christ, but you're going to reach a time in your life when God's going to deal with your heart. And you're going to realize that you are a sinner and you need the Savior. And when you trust Christ, the Bible says we're saved by grace through faith. When we trust Christ, the Bible says the Spirit of God comes to live inside of us. We've been made alive in Christ. And when He returns, all of us that are saved, we're leaving. You know, can I make this real right quick? Can I make this as real as it can get? If that trumpet sounded Saturday, who would be here this morning? I won't be here. And many of you won't be here because we're going to go home to be with the Lord. And I said that to say this. It was a time when He was called out singularly, selectively, but it's also a very saddening time. When the Lord returns, many people's heard preaching after preaching after preaching. As Libby said this morning, her testimony, she felt like that was her last time, her only time she could get to the Lord. Let me tell you something. Jesus died for you. And you've got to come when He's dealing with your heart. this Bible's true. And Jesus loves you. I look around at the countless people here today that's been saved around these altars, saved at other places, and you have a testimony that you live for God. That's a wonderful thing. You know what's hard on a preacher, Brother Mike? When he's called to do a funeral and he stands above somebody that's never lived for God and you're trying to give family hope, and that family's wanting that preacher to say something that was never even in their character. You don't have to die and go to hell in your sins, because Jesus died for you. Y'all remember, don't want to bring up bad things, but y'all remember when we had a funeral here last year, this building was packed with people. There was one man come from the back. He knelt right there. I texted that young man about 5 weeks ago. I asked him, would he come to our church? He probably wouldn't look like most of us. Probably wouldn't drive like most of us. He's had a tough life. But I believe God saved him that morning. You say, why do you say all that, preacher? Because he listened. And he moved to Christ by faith. And that's the only way that any of us are going this morning. Is by grace through faith. Wouldn't it be a good morning if you'd come put your faith in Christ? You know, a lot of people think it's so hard. It's not so hard to get saved. You simply know the Lord's dealing with you and you respond to Him by faith. Enoch walked with God. You can too. And I can too. Miss Amy's going to play and sing whatever she wants to do. I want to open this altar this morning, wherever you need. If you want to be saved, you can be. Won't you come this morning?